Gerard and Graham Pickett. And also shout outs for all my family, Louise and Ellis and Susie and Paige and Kira, Adam and Maria, Richard and Nicole, Sister Annie and Paul, Eddie, Kelly, Scarlett and Sienna, June and Tim, and I've lost the other page. There's thousands of us. Have you got some more there?
Is it here? I've
got some, thanks, darling. Oh, yeah, I've got this. June and Tim, Joe, David and Debbie, Mikey and and Lucy, Lou, and all of the kids. And Jimmy, lovely Jimmy Hayes. So what should we play next?
Oh, well, we've got a bit of Spice Girls.
Shall we?
Yeah.
Okay. We've got Spice Girls. They've been in the news recently as well, haven't they?
Which one should we go for? Who do you think you are? Shall we?
I love that one.
Okay.
High, so your boots are forgotten.
That was Who Do You Think You Are? The Spice Girls, 1997, was UK number one. I'm playing it for Mel C's, otherwise known as Sporty Spice. It was her birthday on the 12th of January. And she also performed at the Royal Variety Performance, where she was terrific. She sang Tell Me It's Not True with Ben Forster from the musical Blood Brothers in tribute to Bill Kenwright, who sadly passed away recently. Oh, Bill was lovely. He was such a lovely man. Mm-hmm. And he's married to the beautiful Jenny Seagrove, great actress as well. And she's got a fantastic charity called Main Chance, so she saves horses, donkeys and everything. Yeah, yeah. So it's a really, you know, if people love horse and donkeys, it's a good charity to get involved with. She does so much for them. It used to cost Bill a fortune, she said. Bless. And Mel has appeared in Bill's production of the musical. Also, the Spice Girls are in the news because Mel B said there is good Spice Girls news coming in a few weeks' time. It involves all five members.
Ooh.
Wow. There could be a reunion here, we think. And also, they're in the news. The Post Office has released a new set of stamps picturing the Spice Girls. Well, you know you've made it when you're on a stamp.
Yeah.
I want a stamp.
Have you seen those stamps? They're fantastic.
Yeah, they're great.
Really
they're
good.
Great.
Yeah.
Celebration of their 30-year anniversary. I mean, that is it. You've made it, haven't you, then?
Yeah, yeah.
I want one.
That is actually... You want to be on a stamp or you want a Spice Girls stamp?
No, I want to be on a stamp.
I'm just happy with a Spice Girls stamp.
Oh, all right. Yeah, well, you would be. It's nice. Yeah. Are you still a fan? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I like Spice Girls.
I'm looking at Paul's face. Like, he's got a little grin on his face. Yeah. And this leads us in. We could comment on the Post Office story, but we won't.
No, good idea.
I think it's been commented on enough, and thank God it's brought to light. That's all I can say.
Although with the price of stamps, that leads nicely onto the next song.
They are so expensive.
Yeah.
And it's funny because I went into a post office and I had this letter to send. Mm. So he sort of measured it and I said, well, how much first, how much second? And it was £6 or something stupid. Yeah. And I went, whoa. I said, that's ridiculous. He said, well, let me look at it again. And then he put it through this other thing and then it was £2 something. So, Joshua, you've got to check.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Also, sending a letter around the world, because I've got a few letters, people that I write to, and I send letters around the world.
Yeah.
A standard letter, lowest size, lowest weight, £2.30. And it's the same price as sending it to Calais as it is to sending it to Australia. How does that work?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's outpricing the post office, so therefore you're going to have less people using the post.
And when I get the letters back from these people, wherever they are in the world, I like to convert it back into pounds, see how much they're spending on their stamps. It's usually like 50p, 70p, and we're paying £2.30.
That's a joke.
I know.
But
so
I know
expensive.
You're a big spender, aren't you?
Well, I am now, yeah. Buying all these stamps.
So I think we should play Shirley Bassey, Big Spender.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender, good looking, so refined. Say, wouldn't you like to know what's going on in my mind? So let me get right to the point. I don't pop my cork for every man I see. Hey, big spender, spend a little time with me. Wouldn't you like to have fun, fun, fun? How's about a few laughs, laughs? I could show you a good time. Let me show you a good time. The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender, good looking, so refined. Say, wouldn't you like to know what's going on in my mind? So let me get right to the point. I don't pop my cork for every man I see. Hey, big spender. Hey, big spender. Hey, big spender. Spend a little time.
That was Big Spender, Shirley Bassey, 1967, and I'm playing it for Dame Shirley's birthday, which was on the 8th of January. She has sung on numerous occasions, and this has become one of her signature songs. I love this song. Mm. I sang this song, I think, in a panto. Hey, Big. Yeah, I did. I did. I think I kicked John Gaunt around the... No, it might have been a different
one. You know what? You've mentioned that story quite a few times on the show, and I never get tired of hearing it.
I know. John Simon, the drummer that was in the panto I was doing in Ipswich, he's a really good mate with John. He sends his regards. So, getting back to Shirley, she sang at Prince Philip's 80th birthday party at the Glastonbury Festival in 2007, and she also received the first award for Best British Female Solo Artist at the first Brit Awards in 1997.
Wow.
So she should. Mm. Oh, my God, she's an amazing performer. I mean, one of the best. She's a star. You know, she walks on, she's a star. And she just takes that stage.
She used to have her own TV programme. They repeated it recently on BBC Four. They repeated a couple of them. The whole series. I don't know how old it was. It must have been 70s or something like that. It was brilliant.
Oh, yeah, I was watching it. It was all about Shirley. There were several different programmes on because I caught some of them.
Yeah.
And you just go, what an amazing woman. And she was really, because I worked with Danny LaRue, and she was really good friends with Danny. Mm. So he used to talk about my chalet. My darling. Chalet, 50 years in the business. And he was lovely. And she just... Every time I see her, I go, yes, star. Because I love people that are stars.
Yeah.
It's like Tina Turner, star. Yeah. Who else comes up to that now?
Oh.
It's not a lot, really. You know,
not,
that star
not
quality.
Not the current crop, I don't think so, no.
Yeah, so it's a shame, but she's she is amazing. And yes, I did sing this song in Cinderella. Oh, that was with Michael Stark, Lucinda Rose Flaherty, and the Patton Brothers, they're the Chuckle Brothers' brothers.
Oh, right, yeah.
Oh, I had a lovely line in this. So I've got the Patton Brothers, right? That are the older brothers of the Chuckle Brothers, so you can imagine. And they're playing, so it's Cinderella, the Ugly Sisters. And I'm looking at them too with this awful makeup on. And I'm going, oh, my beautiful babies to them. And every time I used to say it, I started watching. Because I just wanted to giggle.
Yeah.
Because I'm looking at these two guys that are not a pretty sight, saying, my beautiful babies. Anyway, that was great memories there. Mm. But back to Shirley. What a woman.
Yes.
And wasn't she, didn't she receive an award or something recently?
Oh, she gets so many awards, though, doesn't
she? She is amazing. Okay, big star.
Yeah, this guy's done all right, hasn't he?
He has done all right. So we better not talk so much this time.
Okay.
This is A Little Less Conversation. Elvis Presley.
Away
we're
there.
Still having a chat about
Paul's back.
falls back to doing his exercises, his 10,000 steps a day, and he's exercising his legs, walking up and down the studio.
Just stretching my legs, and suddenly Elvis stopped singing.
We went, oh, that was good. So that was a little Les conversation. Elvis Presley, 1968, was a UK number one, and another fabulous start. There is no other Elvis Presleys.
No, none at all.
As big as? Probably not.
No, I don't think so, no. Biggest solo artist, there's a biggest band and a biggest solo artist.
Yeah, fantastic, gorgeous bloke. Right. Playing for what would have been Elvis Presley's birthday, which was on the 8th of January. He originally performed it in the film Live a Little, Love a Little. And this song was originally written for Aretha Franklin, but when writer Mac Davis was approached to write a song for the Elvis film, he realised this track was better suited to that.
I'm trying to think what Aretha would sound like singing it.
Yeah.
Now. Pretty good, I think.
Yeah, it would work. Yeah. Elvis is set to be given, I think we spoke about this last week, the Avatar treatment following in the footsteps.
That's right, yeah.
That'd be good. I'd go and see that. Yeah. Because just amazing. I mean, I saw sort of with Les Dawson, they sort of did that recreation on the stage, but now they've got it down to a fine art. So this was quite a long time ago.
Yeah.
So this should be really... It's an immersive concert experience, and it's coming to London with an AI version of the King of Rock and Roll. Yep, King of Rock and Roll.
Good.
Yeah, that'd be brilliant. We've got to go and see that. Okay, should we do... This is a request from Ken Wiseman, because his birthday was in November.
Oh, right.
But I was in Pantoland.
Yes, yeah.
And so he didn't get a birthday play. So this is for you, Ken. You've asked for Tearing Us Apart, Eric Clapton, featuring Tina Turner. was Tearing Us Apart, Eric Clapton featuring Tina Turner, 1987. It was the UK 56. Should have been higher than that.
Not right.
That's not right. It was produced by Phil Collins, who also played drums on this track. And I'm playing it for Ken Wiseman's birthday. Great. That was a great choice. Mm. I really liked that. I haven't played that Tina Turner and Eric Clapton before.
Yeah,
it
sounds good.
That was great, yeah. Boogieing on down to that, Ken. And Eric Clapton often performed this song in concert, including with Tina at the Prince's Trust All-Star Rock Concert at Wembley Arena, celebrating 10 years of the Prince's Trust. That is a great charity, the Prince's Trust. He does so much. And Eric Clapton will be touring.
Oh.
Where?
UK?
Correct.
Oh, right.
From May. That'd be a good one.
Nice.
Yeah. So, I think we've got to play a Daddy Cool number next.
Sounds fine. Sounds fair enough, yeah.
Yeah.
Daddy Cool by
Boney M.
Okay.
She's crazy like a fool.
Daddy Cool, Boney M, 1976, UK number 6. And I'm playing it for the lovely John Edwards' birthday, which was on the 6th of January. So he's married to my mate Nikki Edwards, who helps me with the research. And he loves Boney M and Queen. And John is Daddy Cool to Tom and Chris. And so I'm also playing it for John's son Tom, whose birthday was on the 8th of January. And he is now a Daddy Cool himself because he's recently had a little baby called Harry. He's gorgeous. like smiley, gorgeous baby. You know them cheeks you want to pinch? Yeah. Gorgeous. This was Boney M's first big hit across Europe. They also proved very popular in Russia.
Oh, and well, it was Rara Rasputin, wasn't it?
So of course.
That's why, yeah.
And the first Western group to be invited there by Leonard Brezhnev.
Oh, wow.
That's interesting. And in a 2006 musical called Daddy Cool, based on the songs of Boney M, opened in London and ran for a year before going on tour. And the current Boney M lineup will be performing at Boysdale's Canary Wharf. That's a really good venue because you can eat, and then they perform in the middle of the stage, so you can eat at all these different restaurants that are surrounding it. And they're there in February and May before heading off on tour to Australia. That'd be worth going.
Sounds
I think
good.
My daughter went to see Sister Sledge, I think it was there. She said it was brilliant. Mm. Absolutely brilliant. And you're really close up, which is great. So Boysdale's, February and May. Okay, should we play a Wilson Pickett number? This is it. Barefoot. Wilson Pickett, 1970, and I just really like this record. And I happened to be flicking through Twitter, and I saw, was it Fred Astaire dancing to Barefoot?
Yeah.
You know, they put the music to it. Yeah. And I loved it. And also it reminded me of Barefoot and Treading Grapes.
Oh, right, yeah.
When I went away with Costa del Celebrity with Ainsley Harriott.
I remember that.
Christine Hamilton and Dom Nick Owen. It was such fun. And we had to get into this vat and crush grapes to make wine. And I've got Ainsley. Well, I couldn't even... I've got small feet. And I could not get my feet in the vat because his feet were so big. Bless him. Huge feet, Ainsley. And also, I remember when we were doing Hello, Hello, there was a grape treading... Well, we did trod all these grapes in one of the episodes. And that was great fun. Great
that was
fun.
Grape.
It was grape fun. and talking of Hello, Hello... Guess what's on tonight?
Oh, is it Hello, Hello?
Correct. 4 episodes of Hello, Hello from 8 o'clock on Yesterday Channel. The dreaded circular saw. That's funny. Mm. That is funny. Enter Denise. Yeah, well, that was a good one, yeah. A marriage of inconvenience and post-marital depression, which most men are suffering from, they would say. And also we had an Hello, Hello birthday this week. Kim Hartman, the lovely Helga. Oh, yeah. It was her birthday on the 11th of January. Absolutely. I love her company because she's quite mad and fun. Okay, what am I going to play next? The Monkees, I'm Not Your Stepping Stone.
tricks that you used on me. You're reading all them high-fashion magazines. The clothes you're wearing, girl, are causing public scenes. I said, I'm not the stepping stone.
Stepping Stone, The Monkees, 1966. The Monkees were Mickey Dolenz, Davy Jones, Mike Naismith and Peter Tork. And I'm actually playing this because I'm having some of the house painted after the fire. And you're choosing colours. And I'm sure that he said Stepping Stone. And I went, oh, that reminds me of Stepping Stone. And it's a great record. Mm. I'd forgotten all about it. It's actually called Skimming Stone, I think, the paint.
Oh.
But Stepping Stone was it. So that prompted me to use this. But The Monkees were really... great group.
Yeah, yeah.
But you were just talking about it, yeah.
I bought, you know, when we were young and we had to buy records if we wanted to hear them, and I bought the Monkees' A Greatest Hits compilation. I went to Boots in Romford, I always remember this, I don't know why, and I bought it on a cassette, and I played that over and over. I think it was only 8 songs on it as well. It was a bit of a rip-off, but probably like $2.99 or something.
Yeah. And that's a lot of money then.
It was, actually, especially when you're a teenager and you're not working. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that was one of the 8 songs on it, so I know that one really well because I played that tape so many times.
I've got memories of meeting Mickey Dolenz back in the day, and that was like really exciting. Oh my God, I'm going to meet one of the Monkees. And that's because he was really good mates with Robin Asquith.
Oh, right.
And I was touring with Robin and Fraser Hines, Brian Cant. Yeah, there was all of us touring. That was mad. That was mad. I never earned any money. We just went out every night and spent money. Every night. I earned not a bean.
All those memories, though.
Yeah, and Mickey Dolenz had parties, and it was great meeting them. Excellent. Okay, should we do some more shout-outs?
Okay.
I've got Craig Howarth, John Young, James Lawler, Andrew Blakemore, David Joseph, Bob Brown, Jonathan Lamb, Anthony Church, Dan Parker, Gene Beatty, Dave Chandler, Ian Deasy, Jason Nelson, Suzanne Martin, Anthony Castle, Kevin Russell, Mark Wilkins, John Young, Ian Brown, Daryl Stafford, Andy Zerfars, David Gayton, Spinking Six, Mark Nash, Northern Lights, Mark Oliver, Ken Porter, Paolo Talbertini, he's not Italian, Peter Markey, Paul Atkins, Colm O'Brien. Have you got some there?
I've got Brian Furzer, Tracy Gray, Adam Lewis, Lee Fairbrother, Neil C., Kevin Turner, Stuart Yates, Chris Hopkin, Alan Hiscox, William Kenworthy, Paul Jones, Alan Gittins, Kevin Baxter, John Wilson, Pete Johnson, Sissy Von Hissy, G-Man, Dave G., Timothy Britton, Outlaw Kenny, Stephen Black, Michael Rush, Tyler Dario, River Dart, Paul Brazil, Donald Grant, Kaz, Bob Welsh, Napoleon Solo, Nancy Hoffhan, Isian, Michael Byrne, Foxglove, Custom Creations, Tim Turner, Benny, James Tarrant, James Turner, Martin the Christian Pirate, Peter Mangan, Mick Dowling, Chris C, Adrian Pacey, Dave Chester, Ross Thompson, GJ, Frank, Peter Crowder, Shell Fisher, Francisco De Silva, Dr. Ball, David Richton, Douglas Lavery, J-Mo, Michelle Ward, Andrew Shields, David Lane, Roger Cresswell, Michael Flett, Philip Booker, Lorna Scott, Liam Campbell, Brian Sawyer, Ken Jeffs, Zolt Fabian, Neil Adams, David Allen, Graham Pickens, Satin Boy, Paul Rogers, Silksworth Lad, F. Robert Wilson, Katrina Brandstorm, and Emma Webb.
Wow, that was a good one. Thank you for all listening. You are all amazing. So I think I'm going to play a yes number. Okay. This is Owner of a Lonely Heart. Owner of a Lonely Heart, yes, 1983. I'm playing it for guitarist Trevor Rabin's birthday, which was on the 13th of January. He played with Yes, along with Rick Wakeman. He also worked with Seal, Michael Jackson, Manfred Mann, Tina Turner, and Bob Dylan. They're good names.
Well, I've interviewed Trevor Rabin's son.
Ah.
He's in another band, an American band called Group Love, and they played the Reading Festival a few years ago.
Oh, did they?
Lovely guy. And I said to him, I said, Rabin, I said, you're not related to Trevor Rabin, are you, by any chance? He goes, yeah, he's my dad. I didn't even know.
Oh, my God. Well, he has now. He's a highly sought-after film composer. He's written music for 34 films today. I mean, all of that group, so talented.
Yeah, yeah.
Weren't they? And have gone on to other things. And talking about Rick Wakeman, he came to see me in my panto.
Oh.
Well, yeah, with the lovely Rachel. So, yeah, it was lovely seeing him. Mm. And he's going back on tour, the return of the Caped Crusader from the 15th of February.
Excellent.
Yeah. So we're going to meet up soon. So
we'll have to get him.
Yeah, we'll get him. Yeah, we'll get him to come. But he lives near Ipswich, so, you know, that was... And it was nice. It was nice seeing him. And I was going to see him in the next couple of days, but he's got other things on now. So, but we'll reschedule. And he's also got forthcoming performances in Glasgow, Liverpool, Manchester, Brighton, Birmingham, York, Gateshead, London, Theatre Royal, Drury Lane, that'd be good, and Bristol throughout February. He's just such a lovely bloke. He's just really normal. And and it was fun, and he loved the show. Really complimentary. So that was nice. Okay, shall we play a Madness? Another gorgeous bloke. Mm-hmm. Madness. Suggs. So It Must Be Love. January. He's been the front man of Madness for over 40 years. And Madness originally recorded this as a standalone single with a backing track recorded in 9 hours in a front room studio in a house in Dagenham, Essex, otherwise known as Dagenham now.
Oh, really? It's a Dagenham song, is it?
Yeah, in a house. They recorded it in Dagenham. Yeah. And the song was originally recorded by writer Labby Siffrey, who also featured in the Madness video playing a violin.
Yeah. It's great. I like Larry Seffrey. Yeah,
and Madness will be playing numerous gigs around the UK from June this year. I love that group. I love Suggs because often bump into him and see him in Dean Street.
Right.
Because there's a restaurant, or it could be a restaurant or a club that he really likes there. And then one time we were in 40 Dean Street, and next to there is Mum. Suggs' mum was having a meal, and we started talking.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I met his mum as well. he's just lovely and normal.
Mm.
Yeah, nice bloke. Okay, what should we play next? Should we do a Pixie Lott? She's a lovely lady. This is Cry Me Out.
I
was Cry Me Out by the lovely Pixie Lott, 2009. It was UK number 12, and I'm playing it for Pixie's birthday, which was on the 12th of Jan. Her mum gave her the nickname Pixie because she was born prematurely and was such a cute, tiny baby. She won a scholarship to the Italia Conti Stage School and appeared in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang at the London Palladium at the age of 13, prior to her chart success. And I met her at the Duke of Essex Polo. She's just really nice. Such a lovely, warm... And that's talented. You know, that voice is great.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a shame we're not seeing more of her. But she has recently had a baby boy. Albert. Little Albert.
Albert Lott.
Albert. And he's been on a break with her family in where? They're away abroad. Where's the best place to go at the moment, I think?
I don't know.
Maldives?
Yeah. No, I was going to say Maldives, but there's so many you could choose.
So many, but everyone's going to Maldives. What is that?
Yeah.
So, and also... What else is Pixie? She lives locally as well.
Well, firstly, we should point out that she's a Brentwood girl. And she used to come into the studio quite a bit when she was starting out. And when she started out, she had those three number ones. And
brilliant.
So she was a superstar. So always came into Phoenix. So thank you, Pixie. And she's a West Ham fan.
A West Ham fan. Yeah. And what did you do? You took a photo of her with what?
My treasured West Ham scarf.
He let her hold his West Ham scarf.
I'm not in the photo, but my scarf is. And I've got that picture still.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah, and she's such a lovely lady, so that was Cry Me Out.
Right.
Okay, should we do a Dire Straits number? I love this number. This is Money for Nothing.
Body's a fly, body's on, body's wild, body cam, only fans, features bad, only fans. We're playing it like a heart attack for you. We're playing like a heart attack against all New Jersey's finest, New Yorker, unreliable quarter, pop music quarter, some guy playing quarters. But I'm wearing a heart attack, baby. A Mikey Freedom heart attack, so kiss me on the cheek. And get along, goodbye. Cause I'm rolling on the modern girls, like the modern girls, shaking their ass tonight.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.